Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Diving into the biggest piece of corporate news this week in Singapore that was announced yesterday evening. Keppel Corporation and rig builder Sembcorp Marine are exploring a potential combination of Sembcorp Marine and Keppel Offshore and Marine. And separately, Sembcorp Marine is planning an additional $1.5 billion rights issue to shore up its finances and accelerate its pivot towards clean energy. And we have some help to break this down with Terence Chua. He is the Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Capital. Morning, Terence. How are you doing?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you were at the analyst briefing yesterday evening, and let's get into some of the big questions we have right now. So both companies say they want to create a stronger combined entity over the longer term. And this is against a backdrop of what they call dramatic changes in the global marine engineering and energy sectors. But the thing is, this has been talked about for many years. Do you think this was overdue?
Absolutely, Ryan. This has actually been talked about since it was first mooted actually in year 2000. But they abandoned the talks because of the economics did not make sense then. But we felt that this should have actually taken place much earlier. In fact, when there was oil crisis, it was actually a good time to bring the two entities together. So this was a long time in coming, but better late than never.
Well, Terence, let's walk through what you got out of the analyst briefing. How does this deal help each company? What are the cost efficiencies like? How much value does this unlock for both sides?
Right. So from the Keppel point of view, this will give them an opportunity to exit one of their most laggard units, which is the O&M unit. It will provide a resolution towards what they're going to do with the O&M business, which is an eventual complete exit. In addition to that, Keppel will also receive a $500 million cash consideration in addition to shares in the merged entity, which they will distribute to their shareholders. So from the Keppel point of view, it will allow them to focus on their growth businesses and achieve their long-touted 15% ROE target. For Sembcorp Marine, it will allow them to merge with a growing business unit and a very, very strong business unit as well. It will allow them to become a global champion in the rig building business and compete effectively and efficiently in the renewable space, especially in this new energy environment which we talked about.
Terence, let's talk about prospects, because you talk about Sembcorp Marine merging with a few good assets, but competition in this space is quite intense. In fact, that's why Keppel actually got out of this space, because they felt the opportunities were elsewhere. And there's also a factor of economic demand with the COVID-19 disruptions. So there could be perhaps excess capacity, you've got labour considerations, and whether all these can be synergized. What's your take on the prospects for Sembcorp Marine succeeding on the global stage with this merger?
You're absolutely right, Ryan. So, which is why we think the merger is only one part of the solution to this overall for Sembcorp Marine in order for them to succeed. There are challenges in the global stage, but a merger now would allow them to at least realize some of these cost synergies and also be able to shore up some of their balance sheet. This $1.5 billion that you will raise will significantly reduce its gearing by two-thirds. So this will not only strengthen their balance sheet, it also allow them to tide through some of these near-term challenges. And ideally, when they start to shift its portfolio from the legacy rig building business into some of these newer renewable energy, this will further boost its balance sheet. Ideally, happy to ride out the downturn.
Well, Terence Chua, he is the Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Capital. Terence, you mentioned the shift from where it is right now for Sembcorp Marine to renewable energy, and that is going to be helped by the $1.5 billion rights issue. So the question is, how does this fit into the portfolio, the merger with its brick business, when it's trying to move away or move into the clean energy space?
This will allow them to tap on Keppel's, firstly because there's a rights issue. They will also be able to tap on Keppel's expertise in this area. Keppel has already made a shift in their Vision 2013 plans into renewable energies a few years ago. So we think that the combination of technical expertise, the human capital, and also the financing will allow them to better compete on a global stage, especially since this will avoid having them to compete against each other also in a global arena.
Okay, and Terence, when you talk about that, rights issue is 3-for-2. So what should investors be considering when they think about whether to take up these rights? Because this is very close to the previous rights issue. I believe just a year ago, they raised $2 billion.
Yes, Ryan. It's a little bit short in terms of going back to shareholders to ask for money again. But I think the considerations, the benefits outweigh some of the considerations in terms of going back to shareholders so quickly. And some of this is that shareholders need to consider is whether the merged entity can create greater value for them in the longer term. And this is not going to be something that they will be able to realize in the short term. But investors need to think about this in the longer term because the transition and the synergies will take time to realize. They will not be able to realize this so quickly. The second consideration then would be whether they want to be diluted if they don't take up their rights issue. Another thing to note is that this rights issue has been fully underwritten by DBS and Temasek in 60-30% proportions. So it has been fully underwritten, but shareholders who choose not to take up these rights will see their shareholdings diluted.
Okay, we'll see how the market responds when these stocks start trading again. And just to wrap things up, Terence, what's your latest call on these two companies following the corporate action?
We have a buy rating on Keppel. We believe this latest resolution will remove the overhang because this issue of what they're going to do with their O&M unit has been a major overhang on the Keppel stock. So while no definitive agreement has been reached, we think that this latest agreement provides a pathway to what Keppel will eventually do with its O&M unit. We have greater clarity on this now. We believe that we will see a re-rating on Keppel. Mm. So we have a buy rating on Keppel with a $6.12 target price. As for Sam Marine, we are a little bit cautious at this moment. We think the outlook is a little bit uncertain, so we will hold off on Sam Marine at this stage.
Okay, so you've got Keppel last closing 5.11 and your target price is at $6, Sam Marine at 19 cents. A bit tough to call on this one, so that'll be one to watch when the market's open. Terence, thank you so much for your time today. We've been chatting with Terence Chua. He is the Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Capital. Terence, we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.